You know what's been pissing me off lately?
What's that, Anthony?
Are you a big like TikToker? Like, do you scroll on TikTok? Is that where you watch your shit?
TikTok's probably number two behind Instagram.
So Reels, and then yeah. You do. You know what's been pissing me off about TikTok?
What?
Every video that pops up is like a TikTok shop, like buy this strength grip thing. It's turning into friggin' QVC.
You're right.
The home shopping network. They're destroying TikTok by trying to get you to buy dumb shit all the time. It's been pissing me off. The grip strength thing.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Buy this silly Spence's gift t-shirt, blah, blah, blah. It's like, whiz, I want to see titties. I want to see sports highlights. I want to see Shane Gillis stand-up sets. And that's it, dude. That's all I want to see. I don't want to buy your grip strength friggin' thing. You know what I mean?
It's annoying. You got to have a second one for like that type of stuff. For like, start fresh, make the algorithm fresh, have a brand new account just for those things.
It does, dude. The TikTok shop stuff has infiltrated TikTok. It's all you see. You're saying you don't see it?
I see it all the time.
Yeah, and it's annoying.
But it got me one time. You bought something?
Yeah, what did you buy?
Remember that shirt I almost wore on the podcast a couple weeks ago with like the basketball teams where it was MJ, Larry, and Magic, and there was their jerseys diagonally across the shirt. I saw it one night. I was like, I'm getting that for sure.
How much did it cost?
$45.
Because I thought about doing it because for the first time since I started the social media journey, my Instagram followers have surpassed my TikTok followers.
Wow.
And I post all the same shit on all, you know, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. There's nothing that really differentiates where I, you know what I mean? It's all the same stuff. But so I was like, why don't I just turn my TikTok into I'm a TikTok shop affiliate and try to make some money and just review products and try to sell them at this point, because that's all it is nowadays.
That is all it is.
And if you want to see like the type of shit you originally followed me for, just kick over to Instagram and Facebook and check it out.
Well, now it's like, and it's too, because you'll watch a TikTok and it'll be like start as a skit. You're like, oh, look at this skit. But then you look at the caption and
you
it's
can
like,
tell right away.
But
yeah,
some
yeah.
of them you can't off rip, you can't. And then you're watching, you're like, oh, where's this skit going? Then you look at the bottom, it's like, shop this for this.
I can tell right away, but you're saying from a half retarded person's perspective.
You're not supposed to say that word.
I know. And I love special needs people.
They're great people.
They're the best.
They're awesome.
Incredible.
Is that why you like me?
That's probably part of it, honestly, if you break down the psychology. You know what I mean? Nah, but you're a good friend.
Happy-go-lucky.
Yeah. You're kind of like
a dog?
You're kind of like Larry, except you can talk.
You know what I mean? I was more of a dog vibe, I thought. You know, like always happy to see people, friendly, stuff like that.
Sure.
I actually had a kind of a stone thought that I've had for years and never really came to a conclusion. Do you think dogs or cats or animals are like dominant right or dominant left?
Like righty or lefty?
Yes.
No.
You don't think so? You think they're fully ambidextrous?
Yeah.
Because every time I go up to a dog and I go paw, if they go right like this, I go, all right, they're righties. And if they go left, I'm like, oh, lefty.
You know what I was actually thinking about? Something like along the same lines, but a little bit different. Like, you know how like guys, right? We're attracted to, if we're into females, we're attracted to titties, pretty face, nice smile, ass. Women are attracted to like men's smile, hair, body type, hands, even I've heard hands. Yep. Do you think animals are like that? Like frogs are like, look at those hind legs. You know what I mean? Do you think animals think like a deer is like, look at those white spots and that freaking doe over there. I'm going to freaking gallop over to her and show her my wiener. No? Do you think animals think like animals see like, what are an animal's version of tits? You know what I mean? Or is it just like animalistic, like sex is the only, like they just want to,
well,
there's nothing like.
Aren't almost every animal sex not for pleasure? Isn't almost all animal sex for literally for recreation? Procreation, excuse me. I think it's all for procreation, except for like dolphins or something.
Let me Google it.
It's a good
what
time.
Animals have sex for
pleasure.
But it's like, how do we know that?
That's the question.
You know what
I mean?
How do they know? Like if a scientist was like, you know, squirrels actually don't have sex for pleasure. They just do it automatically. It's like, have you asked a squirrel? Like, where's the research? You sat down with a squirrel and you talked to the squirrel? weird ass answers. What animals have sex with bonobos? What the hell is a bonobo?
What's a bonobo?
Is that a? I think that's a dolphin.
Is it a dolphin? I was right.
You mean bonobo?
Bonobo? Like what's a bonobo? Is it a monkey?
Bonobo monkey?
All right, so yeah, but they're so close to us, so that makes sense.
That's true.
So the animals have fun while having sex is what popped up. We do know our female dolphins have sex for fun, in part thanks to their highly developed clitorises. Newsweek reported 2019, dolphins also have sex year-round, not just when they're able to conceive.
Damn. That's going to be my new gamer tag. I'm going to change it to dolphin clit, dude. That'd be wild.
What? What did you say?
I'm going to change my gamer tag to dolphin clit. That'd be wild.
You know, sometimes, like, I sit here with Packy, and I think to myself, what am I doing having him on here? You know what I mean? But then, like, you know, you can't not love him, you know? I feel like... Can we talk about the lady that commented that comment on YouTube that destroyed you?
Can you read the comment? Read the comment, dude.
So this was a YouTube comment from our special episode, The Wilderness Story. And so Deborah Bushy commented, "This is a very heavy story and one that merits compassion. The constant giggling from your friend grated on my nerves like nails on a chalkboard. He was out of place and rude. Get a new partner for your podcast. He is dim in his mental functions. That's why I have him here. And can't demonstrate the proper response to a serious story that others like myself are captivated by. This goes for your previous podcast with this individual. I want to support..." Meanwhile, you're cackling as I'm reading it.
I am. It's funny.
"This goes for your previous podcast with this individual. I want to support you, Anthony, but I can't stomach the emotionally challenged person beside you. Thanks so much for sharing." What do you have to say? Defend yourself. But defend yourself and, like, don't just say, "fuck you, lady." Like, defend yourself.
That was number one. No, the real thing was, like, you were saying that personally... I thought you were telling that story in a comedic sense, as did hundreds of others also. In the years of you telling it, it's one of those things where it's told in a comedic sense.
Sure.
Like, of course, it was a big stepping stone in your life, and it changed your life forever. Of course it did. But you're saying this as an extreme. I think you've told me before you've told that story at a party in front of everyone at the party.
Yeah, I tell it in a comedic sense, but I think what she's trying to say is...
I know what she's trying to say. She's trying to say...
Like, listening to it with compassion. Because people that, like put a comedic spin on traumatic events, you know what I mean?
Of course.
I understand what she's saying. She's wrong. I love you, and I had no problem with it. So if I don't have a problem with it, then how can anybody else have a problem with it? It's one thing that pisses me off about the internet the most is when people get offended for other people. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Where it's like, say I do like a heavy Asian accent, and then a German dude that's not of Asian descent, doesn't have an Asian wife, did not adopt any Asian children, gets offended for Asian people. But it's like, shut up. Like, if you were Asian, then what you have to say holds more water, where you're just getting offended on somebody else's behalf. So it sounds like, you know, to her, hold on, my sister's calling. Let's answer. Hey, Lauren, what's up?
What are you doing?
You're live on the air on the podcast.
Nah.
No, you are. I'm sitting here. I got you on speakerphone with the phone up to the microphone.
What's up, Lauren?
Hi, Baggy.
Now, what are you calling for?
To see if you were watching the stuff I was sending you and getting your blood work done.
Just nagging you.
You're calling me about the thing, the article you sent me on sugar not being good for you?
How you have to eat better, and how I always say when I see the videos of you, you're under and around your eyes look yellow, which means something's off with your liver. So it's really bothering me. So I want you to get the blood work.
Okay, I'll get that done for you. Is there anything else while we have you here?
Your sister worries about you. I was just checking up on you.
I appreciate that. How do you know what I eat? You live in Florida.
Because I've seen your cabinet, and I know your eating habits.
Okay. Are you with Kevin?
Yep.
We know you eat Uncrustables for breakfast.
No. Listen, all right. So my sister's fiance is on the carnivore diet.
And oh, savage. Yeah, he's savage.
He's built like a Phi Beta Gamma. You know what I mean? Course. Like one of the, he's course. Fucking, he's course. Looking good.
Of course.
All right. Well, yeah, I will take your recommendations into consideration and consider changing my eating habits and looking at all the, the documents you've sent me about sugar.
Well, now it's on the podcast, so people are going to hold you to it. You could do like this cool experiment and like, every day, say like day one, no sugar. Day 30, no sugar, and like bring your people like through your no sugar eating healthy journey.
Yeah, I think that might be a winner. That might bring in the views, Lauren. You might be onto something.
I think I am. You can show them like this is what I eat now. I'm going to do this 30 day eat healthy challenge and see how.
No, you're going to go from dad bod to washboard ass bod. Yeah.
Bang.
I don't think the internet could handle that.
Well, I think it's a good idea. So please do that. I know I'm not supposed to nag you, but I just, you know, I've been thinking about it, so I had to call.
No, it wasn't nagging. It was the unsolicited advice. But I do appreciate it. And I think there's nothing wrong with unsolicited advice. It's just if it's constant and every time we speak. So I like how since we've had the conversation about how the fact that your unsolicited advice has been annoying me, that you've kind of, you might do a phone call where you don't give any unsolicited advice. And then you might call just randomly out of the blue on a Sunday at 6:30 at night and give me unsolicited advice. I like that you've kind of found a balance with it. So that I can appreciate.
You kind of screwed me because she has a certain unsolicited advice quota per day. So now I'm coming down.
Is she giving you unsolicited advice now?
Yeah, no, I used to get like half of her unsolicited advice, but since you yelled at her, now I get all of it. All day is just unsolicited advice.
But how does she, what advice could she have for you? You're built like a Greek god and you only eat ground beef.
Not cleaning up after yourself. Fingerprints on the refrigerator. Hey, you didn't vacuum up after yourself. Be on the toilet. Why are you cleaning me?
Well, hey, listen, Kev, you got, when's the wedding? May? You got a lot of time to decide if this is what you really want, dude.
I was going to say, that sounds like a marriage to me. That sounds like a marriage.
I'd love to have the both of you on this podcast. That'd be
awesome.
I don't know if I want the world to.
We'll do it in person in December.
Kevin went on a podcast, didn't he? To talk about what
Kevin's
he does for work.
Yeah, Kevin can do that. I think I want to remain sort of anonymous.
Why?
You know, I just want to live on my farm with my future children and just, you know. Not
you live care. In Fort Lauderdale. You know how, do you know how far from farms you are?
Yeah, but I'm getting there. I'm convincing Kevin to maybe move to, like, Kentucky or something.
Wow. Kevin, good luck. All right, well, I'm going to get back to talking to my retarded co-host.
You can't say that
Sorry.
Word.
No, special Bye. Needs. Bye. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
You're just like me, dude. You have a little big sister. I have one, too.
She's great, Belle. She's great.
Yeah.
So she's, you got to understand, like, anybody that's listened to any of the previous episodes can see that I was a problem child growing up and even struggled into my 20s and stuff like that. But she is 5 years younger than me, private school her whole life, went to Harvard on a soccer scholarship. Just has been...
Perfect. The perfect child.
Not perfect, but like...
My a dream parents, child.
Yeah, dream child. Dream yeah. child. So you have me, then you have her. And so now that she's gotten older... She's taken on like a mom role with me, where she's because my mom's super paranoid.
Yes.
Like if you have a mole on your body, my mother's going to have you go get it removed. Yep. Like one of those. And so my sister's very similar to my mother. And so she's been hitting me up with unsolicited advice constantly. And we got into an argument a couple weeks ago where I was like, listen, enough with the unsolicited advice. Dude. Sometimes I just want to talk to my sister. I'm not going on Dr. Phil line, all right? Relax.
And now her soon-to-be husband's getting the brunt of it.
Yeah, but he's such a good guy. He's good. So I'm happy for them. They're getting married in May in Portugal.
That's awesome.
Destination wedding. That should be exciting.
Love destination weddings.
Yeah, we're going to have a blast. It's going to be fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
But what were we talking about before? We were talking about, the YouTube comment. I was backing myself up here where, yeah, I've known you long enough to know when you're telling a serious story to know, all right, well, this is not a laughing matter.
Well, in all fairness to the commenter,
yeah.
She doesn't know our dynamic.
Correct.
She doesn't know my history. She doesn't know that, like, I wasn't offended by the laughing. But, you know, and as somebody that's starting this journey, you know what I mean? If I get a comment like that, I gotta take it into consideration, you know what I mean? And see where the person's coming from and not just automatically jump down their throats. But I can tell you from that you're new to this because I kind of brought you into this world. I get negative comments and people talking shit all the time. And I kind of fluctuate with how much it gets to me and how much I just don't let it get to me, so on and so forth. But this is your first experience with somebody digging at you.
No.
And that's what happens when you put your life on the internet like that.
That's not my first. The chicken nuggets was my first.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first one. I was like, oh, my gosh. That's why I didn't even respond.
But
like,
something good came out of the chicken nuggets. You no longer feed your kids frozen chicken nuggets.
Nope.
Was a good result.
It wasn't easy, but they just want them cooked now. Daddy heated up with ketchup. Fine.
Yeah, the negative comments thing kind of, but like this comment was a little different where it wasn't just like you suck, you're terrible, stupid video, you know what I mean? It was like she was trying to bring her point into the mix.
Yeah.
And so I get mad sometimes, but it's like if I'm creating videos on the internet for people to see,
someone's not gonna like them.
But obviously, but I'm also welcoming people to discuss it and talk about it. You know what I mean? So I can't expect there to always be positive feedback, right? I have to take the negative feedback and use it as constructive criticism and not get offended by it. Unless they're just being an asshole.
Yeah.
This lady, I could see, you know, maybe it was kind of rude of her to talk about you like that because you're going to read it and whatever. But she wasn't just blatantly being mean, she was offering her opinion.
Exactly. So exactly. And again,
whatever.
And I always route back to it's the internet. So what? You know, that's how I look at it. It's the internet. So what? Somebody on the internet's not going to like something that everyone in the world likes. You know what I mean?
And one thing that I've realized, so you have content creators, you have people that consume content and don't really interact too much in the comments, then you have people that love to interact with the comments and stuff like that. Me as a viewer, I'm a silent viewer.
Yeah.
So I don't really make comments, especially when I don't like the person or I disagree with this with what they're saying. I kind of just move on with
my
life.
Exactly.
If I love what they did, I might let them know that, like, oh, this was great, this was funny in the comments every now and then. But, like, to go out of my way to, like, let the person know something that I didn't like about what they're producing, it's like, for what?
That's exactly what
the
posts you used to do, the little town groups where people would just have something to say and then someone would have something to say back. It's like, I go in there and read those, but I'm not getting involved. Like, no matter which way I feel, I don't care enough to put it on there. Like, I don't want to get involved in this.
Right.
You know, it's... who am I? What does my opinion matter, to be honest? That's how I look at it. But also, when it comes to stuff like that, that doesn't bother me at all. Like, I saw it. I was like, damn, I'm getting roasted. I sent it to the group chat as a funny thing. Like,
damn,
I'm getting roasted.
Right.
Check this out. You know what I mean? I wasn't like, who's this lady? She hurt my feelings. Like, no, I don't.
Sure.
Fox stuff.
What else? So we had
What is Demir? What the fuck is Demir, dude? It's been all over the internet all week, and I don't know how to find it or follow it or what is it?
I mean, I try not to hop on the trends and stuff because by the time you hop on one, they're already gone. But let's Google it. Demure is a reserved, modest, and shy, typically used of a woman. A demure young lady. So a modest and shy young woman. What does it mean to be demure? Reserved or modest?
Okay. I don't know why that was trending this week. I have no idea what like set
that. Because somebody said it in the video, but they said it in a way that was like catchy. So like that little clip went viral and then other people started using the word. And all of a sudden you have a ton of people using the word online and then people are like, where is this coming from? And that's exactly what happened.
That's me. Where is this coming from? I have no idea. But yeah, dude.
So the production team has given me some stuff to talk about and react to that I'm not privy to beforehand.
Yeah.
So you can get like an organic, natural reaction out of me as opposed to it sounding scripted. What's Hunter's calling tricks? So the production team has gathered some stuff where I haven't seen it beforehand. So you can get kind of... They can get an organic reaction as opposed to like knowing what the clip is and kind of faking a reaction. You know what I mean? So what's that one? Hunt is calling tricks. Play that one.
Many people try to make the most of their weekends, but some settle for much less. That brings us to this story. As Baltic hunting enthusiasts battle to be named a champion deer caller, 23 people took part in the 7th annual contest in Latvia. They were judged on their ability to imitate various kinds of red stag calls. Believe it or not, the winner will get to perform again on an even bigger stage at next year's European Championship.
All right, pause it. See all the people gathered for that?
Yeah.
I got a better one. Search up on YouTube. Search up husband calling contest.
Oh, my gosh.
These are my favorite.
This has got to be hilarious.
Modern messaging methods like texting and emailing can never compare to good old-fashioned yelling at the husband calling contest.
Judges, are you ready? Okay.
Bob! 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 Hurry up! I don't want to be late. I don't want to be late to the great Iowa State Fair. Bob, hurry, hurry! Bob! Robert! Dean! That's it. I'm going by myself.
I would kill to be at one of these. Wait for the next one. Go play with that. Keep playing it. Keep playing it.
I have been here.
Cuckoo! Cuckoo! The clock says dinner time!
I have won many times, but lots of times I came in second or third, too.
Irving!
Unless you want to make the bed, you better get up, like, right now.
Irving!
Imagine getting woken up that way.
Oh, it reminds me of... Pause it. It reminds me of... Because you know how I told the wilderness program story in the last episode?
Yeah.
One of these instructors, he used to get us up in the morning. He used to sing this song where he'd start off like singing it quietly and then gradually it would get higher and higher. And it went something like, wake up, get out of bed. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Because a red robin is a beep-bop-bop bop, and along. And then he'd get louder and louder and louder until he was screaming it. And then he would do another one where it was like, you kind of look lousy. In fact, you look drowsy. Is that any way to start a new day? That's how they'd wake us up in the woods. Because a red robin is a beep-bop-bop bop, and along.
You know, at Radio Shack, you could buy little like intercoms. You plug in one downstairs, one upstairs, stuff like that. My parents are like, oh, we'll get these to wake up the kids in the morning. So I got one for me and my sister's bedroom, one in her room, one in my room, then one in my and downstairs. And my dad's kind of like me a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, so he would sing the Beatles song every morning in the intercom and push a button and go, get up, get out of bed, drag comb across your head.
It's the difference between my family and your family, because that intercom would have been flying out of a window so quickly. First morning, dude.
All right. I'm getting up. I'm like, oh, Jesus, damn thing.
Do you remember living with your parents and them trying to get you out of bed, like for school?
Oh, it was the worst.
You're going to be late. Get up. You're going to be late.
Well, the worst one is my parents were teachers, so they were up, like, they have to go to school too, so get up. I'm like, come on, like, get up. Turn the damn thing off. I'm up.
Oh, that would drive me nuts.
Oh, dude, you want to go like this and unplug it, and then you hear my dad screaming up the stairs, did you unplug it? I'm like, no, that I'm awake. Drive me nuts. Bad day for Boston, man.
Why?
J-Lo and Ben Affleck divorced again.
Yeah, you know what I've learned in my life when it comes to relationships? If it doesn't work out the first time,
what are you doing?
It's probably not going to work out the second or the third. What are you doing?
And like this, these are the videos you'd see of Ben Affleck. And you'd be like, dude, this guy is miserable.
She seems like somebody that would stress me the hell out.
Watch the way he shuts the door.
Pause it. So that piece that he gets from the moment that he shut that door and he's got like 4 seconds to walk around to the car, he's so much experiencing so much peace right there.
Oh, that's it.
Until he gets in and he's like, oh, I can't wait for this to be over.
Every video of him with her, he'd just be like that. He'd be like, ugh. But I've seen things of like dads, when it comes to dads going on vacation, the only time they're relaxed on any vacation is after the car is loaded and they're walking from the trunk to the driver door. That's the only time a dad is relaxed on vacation. It's like, here we go. Because honestly, what I call vacation is watching your kids somewhere else. It's all vacation is.
Is mean comments just what we did already with Packy?
It's kind of like that video you guys watched last time where it's like an innocent piece of content, but the comment section is deplorable.
Oh, yeah. Fire that up.
Perfect. Let's see it. Ready?
Nice. One more. Oh, no. Oh, you moved it. And I win. I'm sorry.
This guy is the reason every hotel room has that one chair facing the bed. Both of y'all need a new man. The internet is ruthless, dude.
The emojis. So foul.
Terrible. Gay porn is straighter than this guy. I feel molested. Least obvious closeted gay husband. It's so terrible. He gets pegged, definitely. Oh, poor guy, dude.
Listen to him after he wins. Listen to him after he wins.
Nice. One more. Oh, no. Oh, you moved it. And I win.
Oh, poor guy, dude. Poor guy. Do you ever find yourself watching that shit online? Yes. Like the useless, like people playing games against each other?
Yes.
I watched, like, you see them play the game Shut the Box.
Love Shut the Box.
But it's like I'm watching two people play it. And I'm sitting in my underwear. It's 3 a.m. Just fucking go to bed, Anthony. What are you doing?
You ever played Shut the Box?
No, I couldn't find it at Walmart.
Really?
No.
I've had Shut the Box since I was 10 years old. My parents had it around the house for years. They said it would help us with math, and it did.
Well, they teach us.
You know? Oh, so yeah, have you heard of the Rizzler guys? The Costco guys, the Rizzler guy, the dad and son?
Yeah, I've seen them.
I've seen them.
I try to like, because obviously I think it's corny. But like as a content creator, it's like I'm sure people watch my videos and like this guy's corny. You're not going to hit everybody's pleasure points. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like for some people are going to love you. Some people are going to hate you. Some people are going to be indifferent. So when I see stuff like that, it's tough for me to look at it and be like, oh, corny, because it's like, that's not fair.
They,
if they're making money and they're enjoying doing the content, that's all good for them. That's all that really matters. You know what I mean?
I think it's
fun. Who am I to be like, oh, fuck these people, you know?
But I think it's cool is the father and son thing. I think it's cool. Like a father and son probably started as, hey, we're going to make these funny videos. Then it started blowing up and they're like, the kids probably like it too. Like, dad, look at this. Look how many views we have type thing. You know what I mean? I think it's cool.
Yeah. I also don't agree with that because it's, is your child old enough to decide if they want to be on the internet yet?
Yeah.
Like, do they understand the scope of that?
My whole intent of showing you is to get your take on that. On like, how do you feel about families making content? And like, how do you think the Rizzler kid's going to feel about his content in like 10, 15 years?
Yeah, I don't think it's fair. I think it's like exploitation of children in a sense where the father's seeing that there's a way to monetize off of this. And the kid's like, oh, sure, yeah, let's go. But it's like, yeah, you tell a kid, let's go do anything, they're going to be down to do it because kids are naturally curious and stuff like that. But do they understand the repercussions and how this is going to affect their life? Like, you know what I mean? Like, their say doesn't really matter. Like, you as a parent, like, I would never do videos with my son.
No way.
Do you know
no
what
way.
I mean? Like, no if way. If it's like a quick little funny moment between the two of us on the couch, whatever, I might put it up on my Instagram story or something like that. But to like set out to like do content with him or even have him as a guest on the podcast, it's like, it's not fair to him because he's not old enough to decide if that's what he really wants to do yet. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like you ever see like the stories of like how Michael Jackson's dad was like abusive and like
he didn't have a childhood,
like made him into a star, really, where Michael didn't really have a say. It's like we just saw what Michael Jackson became.
Yeah,
right. This incredible hit maker, like aside from the controversial stuff later on in his life, but like nowadays with the content creation, we're watching it in real time. We're watching these parents exploit their children in real time, and because like it is lighthearted and people enjoy the content, like, people think that, like, oh, this is okay. There's nothing wrong with it. But I think I totally don't agree with it.
My example is going to be, like, every child star ever. Every child star ever that starts at 4 or 5 years old, I think they wanted to do that. Their parents are like, come on, go to this audition. Try this audition. You're cute. You'll definitely do
right.
well.
Yeah, you know what weird. I
mean? It's very strange.
Yeah.
You ever seen that show, The Dance Moms? The one that, like, JoJo Siwa started on?
Yeah.
Like, those girls are damn near in tears. And the mom's like, get out there and do it. It's like, whoa, dude.
And then you're recording it and putting it on a TV show.
Exactly.
Wild.
Exactly. Wild. Insane.
Yeah. Don't
insane.
Agree with it at all.
Yeah, I get it. But I think it's cool. When I said cool, I think it's a bonding thing for father-son type thing. Not cool to be doing it type thing. Like, if they were making these videos without posting them, I think that'd be cool too.
Well, I mean, I don't even have my child involved in my content.
At all.
And that, like, I don't even have my child involved in my content at all.
Yeah.
And I still second guess the content I'm making because I have a child. Never mind including him in the mix.
Yeah.
Like, I struggle enough as it is, like, doing this type of stuff with the child. And how is it going to affect him when he approaches his middle school years and his high school years and stuff like that? Never mind, like, saying to him, like, oh, we're going to do videos together. And then them taking off and all of a sudden, like, I have him in these videos and stuff. Like, that just doesn't sit right with me. I think it's weird.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I get it. Because it's like one of those things. Weird. Do you want to exploit your child throughout the internet?
Right.
I get it.
No.
I get it.
Also, content leads to, like, problematic mentality in children.
Of course.
Like,
even though
he's, like, making content with his dad, like, he's exposing his son to a world of, like,
people that know him that his son don't know.
That
give
him a lot of hate, too, on the internet. Like,
yeah.
If you read the comments, it's 90% hate. You know
what
I mean?
Of course.
And that's kind of, I don't know how much.
They're almost getting famous off the hate.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is like, you're exposed. Like, if you can handle it as a full grown man, sure. Whatever you want to sign yourself up for. I know that there's women out there that you can pay them $400 to step on your balls with high heels. Whatever you're into, that's fine. You're an adult. But like the second you bring a child into the mix, it's like, ugh.
Also, and the name The Rizzler is kind of pushing the line there too, don't you think?
Well, because rizzing is like
picking up chicks, hitting on chicks. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I guess it's like it's a small component of why the whole thing, and just in general, it doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
But
can we get like Packy's best Riz face then?
My best Riz face?
Yeah, give us the Riz.
Take me home, Becky. Take me home.
That's the, you know what that is? Oh. That's the uncomfortable made eye contact. You know, the nod.
Packy's been out of the game for a long time. He's been with Hannah since 2009.
2011 on and off. I've said this before.
A long time.
Yeah. I'm married, man. I ain't got to worry about nothing. Oh, that just happened to me. I was in the liquor store the other day, and these girls are like, one girl's going, hey, I'll get this for you. No, I'll buy it. I'm buying this time. I'm buying the pack. Like, no, I'll buy the high noons. I was like, damn, I wish I had friends like y'all. So I never show up anywhere empty handed. You guys are begging to buy each other's things. People show up at my house, nothing. Nothing in their hands.
This episode's going to have a lot of notes.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's going to be a lot of cuts.
We're rusty. It's been 10 days. Last time we actually did an actual real podcast where we talked to each other was 2 weeks ago. It's a little rusty, brother. It's all right.